Today, the British entrepreneur Richard Branson is unveiling a new magazine. It's not an in-flight magazine for his airline, although people might very well be reading it on airplanes. Unlike most any other magazine, Branson's will only be available on the Apple iPad. And coming early next year, billionaire Rupert Murdoch plans to launch his own iPad-only daily newspaper. We're going to talk about this with David Carr, a media columnist for The New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
Okay, why would you do a publication just for the iPad?
Because I have gobs and gobs of money, and I'm trying to find a place to stuff it. No,
I don't mean you literally. I mean Richard Branson.
I'm kidding. We kid because we love. Sir Richard Branson is a person who has a wingspan on all manner of platforms, and he makes phones, and he's sending people to outer space. So why wouldn't he want a nice little iPad magazine? From what I've been told, it's a monthly lifestyle magazine. The first cover, in keeping with this sort of digital environment, will be Jeff Bridges from Tron.
Okay, so the idea is really a magazine. It only comes out occasionally, but you would sit there and read it on your iPad if you happen to own an iPad.
People would be surprised that people don't own iPads, how magazine-like it is. So you literally do page through them horizontally, and yes, Mr. Branson's magazine will have a lot more rich media, meaning video, and the ads will come alive. But in general, you're going to be sitting with it in your lap and turning pages as we have for hundreds of years.
And it's a little bit smaller than a page, an iPad screen. And when you flip it with your finger, it actually looks like a page is flipping on there pretty much.
I'm ashamed to admit how much delight that brings me, that page-turning technology.
So we've described Richard Branson's publication here. What is Rupert Murdoch's plan?
Rupert Murdoch is working here in Manhattan. He's assembled 100 people in kind of a skunk works to come up with a newspaper that has no trucks, no printing, but comes out on the iPad only. The conception of the daily, as it is called, is mostly original content, but it doesn't have any inbound links from the web, no outbound links, so it's not really part of what we think of as the news ecosystem.
But I am still curious because media companies have been trying desperately to make sure that whatever content they have is available on any possible platform because people have so many different kinds of phones, devices, tablets, computers. Why would you do something that is specifically for one device that just frankly not everybody in America is going to have as much publicity as it may get?
Well, a couple things you have to keep in mind, Steve. One is there's, what, 10, 12 million iPad and iPad-like devices out there. A lot of people say that 4 years from now, there'll be 100 to 120 million of them. The other thing you have to think about is it's not just a unique visual environment, it's a unique business environment. Out on the web, if you use the word subscriptions, people flee in droves. They can't stand it.
People expect it to be free. Sure, sure.
Right. But in an iPad environment, you expect to pay for the good stuff. And I do think that nomenclature is very important. When you get away from the word subscription and into the word application, well, that's a much sexier, much more friendly term.
David Carr, media columnist for The New York Times. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
A pleasure to speak with you as well, Steve.